to cleanse your soul from the wrong you've done. There's a river that flows to the lowest valley. Can you hear love calling, beckon you to come, come?
Take you to the water, take you to the water.
Oh, Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Though it might be cold on the outside, it's warm on the inside because we have the S-O-N. Praise God. As we get ready to usher the Holy Spirit in, we ask that everyone will get on one accord. Amen. And let's just lift up the name of Jesus. Praise him. Oh, I praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Come on, help me. You ought to praise him in the morning. Praise him at noonday, yeah. Praise him all day long. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. David said, from the rising of the sun unto the going down the same, he's worthy, yeah. Jesus is worthy, so worthy, yeah. He's worthy to be praised. Let me praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. I just wanna praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. One more time. From the rising of, yeah, the sun unto the going down the same, I found out the Lord is worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Let me praise him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise him. Thank you. Praise him. Praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Let us pray. Father, we come to thank you for just one more day. Thank you, dear Master, for life, health, and strength, and for the visitation of your Holy Spirit. As we gather this morning, dear Lord, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, realizing, Lord, that it had not been for you, we don't know where we would be. But by your grace and your mercy, you kept us. And so as we gather here to lift up your holy and righteous name, we ask, dear Master, that please search our hearts and search our minds. And if you find anything that's not right, please remove it right now. Let your Holy Spirit rule, guide, and direct that everything that is said and done here today, that your name will get the glory. Come, Holy Spirit, right now. Bless us in this service. Get into the musicians. Get into the songs. Amen. Get into your holy and divine word. We pray for anointing this morning, that you give me a word from on high, that I might give your people, that they might know that you're still on the throne. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Reverend Kitchen is going to come now with our scripture. Amen. And after that, it'll be in the hands of our musicians.
Today being our communion day, amen, the day in which we celebrate the Lord's Supper, amen. 1 Corinthians, very familiar passage, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 23. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Beginning at verse 23. And it reads, "For I have received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." Verse 28, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick. A number sleep. But if we judge ourselves rightly, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord in the order that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brethren," this is what Paul says, "when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you may come together for judgment. And the remaining matters," Paul said, "the rest I will set in order when I come." Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. If you can, if you have a hymn book with you, turn to page 93. Hymn 93, "He Will Remember Me." Thank you.
on about him, and they mocked him till he died. He died to these words nailed to them to share the agony. But one of them cried out to him, "Oh Lord, remember me. Oh, will the Lord remember me when I am called to go? When I have crossed that treacherous deep with his love there to show? Oh yes, 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 he heard my feeble cry from mine to set me free. And when I've reached that pearly gate, he will remember me. When on the cross of Calvary the Lord was crucified, then mob stood round about him and mocked him till he died. Two thieves were nailed beside him to share the agony. But one of them cried out to him, he will remember me. Oh, will the Lord remember me when I am called to go? When I have crossed that chilly sea, will he his love there show? Oh, yes, 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 he heard my feeble cry from mine to set me free. And when I reach that pearly gate, he will remember me. Oh, will the Lord remember me when I am called to go? When I have crossed that chilly sea, will hear his love there show? Oh, yes, yes, he heard my feeble cry from bondage to set me free. And when I've reached that pearly gate, he will remember me. Come on, if you know it, say, will the Lord remember me when I am called to go? When I have crossed that chilly sea, will there his love he'll show? Oh, yes, 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 he heard my people cry from bondage and set me free. And when I've reached that pearly gate, he will remember me. One more time I say, will the Lord remember me when I am called to go? When I have crossed that chilly sea, will there his love there he show? Oh, yes, 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 he heard my feeble cry from mine to set me free. And when I've reached that pearly gate, he will remember me.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. What a wonderful song message today. Amen. Will the Lord remember me? Amen. That's what we want the Lord to do. That's why we work hard down here. Amen. Try to be obedient children so the Lord will remember me. Praise God. We give all honor and praises unto our Heavenly Father. Amen. To Reverend Kitchen and to all of the officers and to the mothers, the ushers. Amen. To the saints that are here today and to all of those that are listening in by way of radio, social media, whatever. We're just happy to have you be a part of our service here today. Amen. And we just say, welcome to all of you. May the Lord bless you real good. Amen. We know that the weather is kind of cold on the outside. Amen. And that can sort of handicap people at times, especially our seniors. Amen. Normally our senior choir would be singing, But I gave them the morning off, amen, because of the weather. But they will be here at 10:45, amen. Praise God. And so we want to thank all of you that are still participating and is connected with us during this pandemic time. We're still asking you that you will try and get your shots and get vaccinated, get your booster shots so that we can stay safe, wear your mask, amen, because this virus is not gone yet, amen, so we must be safe, praise God. So we ask that you please continue being safe. We know this is Black History Month, amen, and during this time, praise God, we try to recognize some of those that has been so gracious and to allow themselves to be able to bless us with their talents and with their time. And I don't know if they have it this morning. Do we have a Black History moment for this morning? Amen. All right. He's going to run that for us. Amen. We'd like to honor those patriots that has blessed us and paved the way for us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so we sort of want to show a clip of them. Amen. For this Black History Month. Praise God. All right. All right. Praise God. While he's trying to get that together, we're going to move right along. Reverend Kitchen is going to come now with an announcement. Amen. For our Vacation Bible School. Amen. So let us hear him as he comes.
Years. And now we just believe that through faith, God is going to make a way. So in that being said, we are going to make the effort this year to have our Vacation Bible School in the month of June. Of course, there will be some changes, some adjustments that we're going to have to make. But in essence, all that through faith, we believe God is going to provide and God is going to make a way. So with that said, there is a sign-up sheet in the vestibule here at the church, or you can call the church office Tuesday through Friday. I believe it's from 9 to 12. You can call the church office and give your name to the secretary. And if not, here at the church, there's a sign-up sheet in the vestibule, which you can put your name and number on there, and you will be contacted. We want to begin getting our staff together, our teaching staff, other committee workers. Again, we're going to have to make adjustments. We understand. But in that said, we do need volunteers. Amen. So you'll be hearing more in the coming weeks. Check the church website. It's posted on the website. It's also posted on the monitors of our church services. So be attentive, and we look forward to working with each of you this year. VBS will be June the 20th through the 22nd. Thank you very much, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you so much, Kitchen. Let us keep that in mind. Amen. As he has stated, we don't know where this pandemic is going, but nevertheless, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. Amen. And so we are making preparations for it. And if the Lord says so, we will have Vacation Bible School. Amen. All right. Again, we want to thank you for your tithe and your offerings and your dedication to our services. This is our Communion Sunday, and we want you to prepare your hearts and minds for communion. But just before we do that, I want to make mention of those who are on our prayer list today. We've had quite a few people that are going on home, amen, to be at rest. Hey, praise God. We ask your prayers for the family of Forrest James Sappho. He is Pastor Emeritus there at New Mountaintop Baptist Church in Winston, and he passed, and his homegoing celebration was also on yesterday. Amen. So we ask that you would pray for the Sappho family. He pastored there for some 40 years. Amen. And so he was one that was very active in our Friendship Association. And so we ask that you would pray for that family. Also, pray for Mother Ozzie Burtz. Her sister passed, Rosalina Young, in Tampa, Florida. She was 93 years old. So please keep Sister Burke's family in prayer, if you will. Also, please pray for Deacon Hayes. He's got some medical problems. We ask that you would please keep him lifted in prayer. Evangelist Goodman, amen. She is preparing for surgery on this week. We ask that you would please remember her in prayer. Please keep Dick and Kimball's family in prayer. We know we had his home going celebration on yesterday here at the church, and we want you to keep the family lifted in prayer. He was a very committed and dedicated deacon and usher here at our church. He served well, and we just want the family to know we appreciate them. So keep them lifted in prayer. Also, Deacon John Johnson, if you want to keep him in prayer, he has some health problems. Deacon Russell Vaughn, he's in the hospital. He has some health problems. Sister Ernestine Clark, currently undergoing chemo and radiation. Glenn Bonham, Groucho White, Angie Smith, all recovering from stroke. Please keep them lifted in prayer. Deacon Stewart, he's back in the hospital. Let us keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. Beverly Scott has breast cancer. Reverend Darrell James, as he recovers, as Deacon S. Karen Armstrong, and all the rest that are on our prayer and concern list, we ask that you would please lift them in prayer, if you will, for we believe in by faith that prayer still works. Amen. God bless you. All right. All right. We will look at our Black History moment at this time. Thank you. Following that, Reverend Kitchen will come and administer to us the communion.
My name is Cora Mae Sims Bostic. I was born in Powder Springs, about a mile from here, across the railroad track. I was born April 19, 1935. I'm 86 years old now. My grandmother raised me because my parents died at my age of two. I was two in April. My father died in June of the same year, and my mother died in November of the same year. So my grandparents raised me, but my mother's mother was the one that raised me. But my father, mom, and dad, my grandparents on that side, they had the Florence farm, which you all know now is Florence Road. They would come get me, stay on the farm with them for 1 month. And by me being the only girl and the youngest, my grandfather said I couldn't work on the farm and in the fields. I had to stay home with my grandmother. And she would let me feed the chickens, taught me to cook, taught me to clean, wash and iron, and how to hang clothes on the line. All of us was always been members of New Hope. We come over here, bring food on the wagon, which and we ate from the yard. Both of my grandmothers would make, I guess what you would call a tablecloth now, from the pieces of the crib where they could put on the yard, because we ate the food from the yard. On the third Sunday for homecoming, the food would be on the wagons, and then my grandfather would have watermelons for everybody. But most of all, I like to tell you, I was baptized at the age of 8. We walked where the city hall is, downtown Powder Springs now, was what they call a seaboat railroad. And a stream of water ran under that railroad into a pond of water, which we were baptized in. My grandmother would make gown from the flour sacks and meal. She put me on 2 pair of her cotton stockings, and they put 2, I guess what you call knots in them. And the cotton stocking was, I was so little and so long, they came up around my waist and they had a big old knot in it. The deacons would go and put a stick in the water for the preacher not to go no further, too far out. And another deacon, when we were baptized, would come and get you from standing there on the bank, and they would sing a hymn, they would read a scripture and have a prayer, and the deacon would carry you out in the water to the preacher, which was the pastor of the church, and you were baptized. And this was the third Sunday in September when we were baptized. We had to walk from over here to New Hope now. The girls would stop right here at the stop sign at Miss Agnes Austin's house, which is Evelina Hunter's mother, and would change clothes. And the boys would stop at Deacon Duke Flunce's house, which their houses were right across the street from the church now. We would be cold in those wet clothes and change, and then we'd come on to the church and have service. And back then, our grandparents, they was at church for everything. You would have some things you would have at the houses because you didn't come to the church but once a month. And my mama would always have the preachers and everybody, other mothers and everybody from the church at the house for service. And I said, I'd be so glad when I get grown, I'm not going to church anymore. But you know what? God is still blessing me to come now. I became the president of the senior choir in June of 1970, and I was president of the senior choir for 31 years, from 1970 to 2001. And then I was the treasurer of the choir for 14 years. And I am thankful to the Lord for that blessing, and I would always want to sit on the back of the wagon and hang my legs off and swing them like the boys did. But my grandmama said, no, only boys do that. So I had to ride in the wagon up front with my granddad and grandmother. I finished high school from the first through the 12th grade without missing a day of school. I can name about half of the pastors that were here at New Hope. Reverend Ellis, Reverend Belcher, Reverend Barber, Reverend Williams, Reverend Barnes, Reverend Carter, Reverend Davis, and our pastor, Reverend Steve. And I say now, may the life I live, the service I give, and the work I done speak to me. For I can put my trust in Jesus. Can he put his trust in me? Do I help those who are needed, just like Jesus have helped me? And when he calls me, I will answer. Thank you, and be blessed.
Praise God for honoring Mother Bostic. Amen. Come on, give us another hand. And praise God. one of our very faithful members, and she's still, amen, singing on the senior choir. So we thank God for her. All right, we're going to move along in our communion service. We have read the scripture earlier of the occasion, so we will not read it again. Our hymn of preparation will be hymn number 79, At the Cross, At the Cross. So let us stand together and sing.
Oh, and now, right now, I'm happy. right now, I am happy all the day.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. Reverend Kitchen will come and minister to us our communion.
Every eye closed. It is in Jesus' mighty name again. Lord, we come to celebrate this hour. Celebrate this moment. And before we partake of these sacraments, Lord, we want you to clean us up. Your word tells us that we should not take this unworthily. Your word tells us that we should do this in remembrance of what you did for us. And now, Lord, at this moment, this hour, bless these sacraments. Purge us, fix us as we partake of these sacraments. Lord, we remember what you did for us. Your blood came streaming down. When they pierced you in your body, Lord, thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone say amen. Amen. Again, we hold in our hands the symbolism of what Jesus did for each of us on the cross. The bread that we hold in our hand represents his body. He said, "Do it in remembrance of me." Let us all eat together in remembrance of Jesus. Likewise, the fruit of the vine that we hold in our hands is a representation of the blood that came streaming down while Jesus was hanging there on the cross. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. And repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Reverend Kitchen. Amen. Right now we'll have another song selection.
We're going to turn with us with your hymn book number 411, Lift Him Up. Sometimes we got to go back and grab some of these hymns. Sometimes we forget about them, but there's nothing wrong with grabbing one of these old familiar hymns. Hymn number 411 says, Lift Him Up. First verse says, how to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer Jesus gave the key. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw unto me. Let's do that again. How to reach the masses, men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus gave the key. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. You can put your hands together and say, lift him up,
Savior.
Lift him up,
Savior.
Till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Let's say that chorus again. I said, lift him up,
the Savior up.
Lift him up,
the Savior up.
Still he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Verse 2. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. Trust in him and do not doubt this world that he's in. I'll draw all men unto me. My favorite part says, lift him up. Lift him up. I said, lift him up. Till he speaks from eternity. Said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Come on, all over the building, say, lift him up, Savior up. Lift him up, yeah. Till he speaks from eternity. Said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Break it down for a minute. Now, I'm from a small town called Shreveport, Louisiana. And that's just about 4 hours north of New Orleans. And being February, we all know they celebrate Mardi Gras and all that out there.
Yeah.
It'd only be right if we just put a little second line bounce to this as we do the chorus. Watch this. Here we go. I said, lift him up. Lift him up. Till he speaks from eternity. That's it. Said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. We'll sing one more time, then we're going to go home. Lift him up. I said, lift him up.
Lift the Savior up.
Till he speaks from eternity. Said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Put those hands together.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for director. Amen. For that selection. Lift the Savior up. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you so much. Give him another hand. Amen. Yeah, he surprises us every now and then, don't he? Praise God. Amen. All right. Let us get into the word, if you will, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Amen. Two verses there I would like for us to take a look at. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and verse 26. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Verse 26 says, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Pray, Master, that I come now and take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory. Bless your people for the word from on high, that they might be delivered, set free, they might know your will and know your way. Come, Holy Spirit, take control now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I want to just leave this thought with you, celebrating the Lord's table. Amen. Celebrating the Lord's table. Amen. As we celebrate Black History Month, there's no better one that we need to celebrate than that of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, for all that he has done for us, amen, we should take out time to celebrate Jesus the Christ. God has called us to be constantly fanning the spirit flames inside of us, and it is up to us to train ourselves to make the spiritual discipline part of our routine or lifestyle. Amen. It should be something that we want to do, something that we take time to do to celebrate Jesus the Christ. Brothers and sisters, we must be careful. We don't take the Lord's Supper for granted. The reality is that we can lose sight of the significance in the practices of spiritual discipline, and so much that we forget why we do them in the first place. Today, we want to answer the question, what is the Lord's table, communion as we call it? To come, amen, to some this might seem like a very basic question, but to answer this question is to truly understand the spiritual discipline that is celebrating the Lord's table. Let's examine first what the celebration is all about. Amen. First of all, it is a memorial. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it." Coming to the Lord's table is a practice that Jesus established for us to do in remembrance of him. Notice, Jesus did not set a scheduled date or time for us to partake. He simply says, "As often as you do it, remember me." I heard the story of an old couple that was having some trouble remembering, so they signed up to take memory courses together. A few months later, the husband was out working in his garden when a neighbor stopped by and began to talk to him about the memory course. "What was the name of the instructor?" The husband paused, then he asked, "What is the name of that flower that smells so nice but has thorns?" "You mean a rose?" the neighbor answered. "Yes, that's it. Hey, Rose, what's the name of that guy who taught us memory courses?" I want to take a moment and talk about memorial. Why do we create memorials? We do it to honor, amen, great lives, to commemorate great deeds, to remember great events, to keep memories alive, to instruct. When we come to the Lord's table, we must come with a heart that is ready to partake as a memorial unto Jesus. When we do this, we are, amen, commemorating over his suffering for us, but rather we are commemorating Jesus' triumph over all sin, death, and hell. He has set us free. And when we call our memory back to this very simple thought, we remain proper perspective in our hearts and our minds. It is a time of communion, a feeling of emotion or spiritual closeness, eyes filled with tears of joy and happiness, minds fixed on eternal home in glory. New walk over in Zion, new talk, new life. Amen. It is associated and related, amen, to Jesus being our rock and our shield. A sense of share, amen, religious identity and fellowship, especially between members of different Christian denominations. A science of coming together. When we partake of the elements, we are in communion with Jesus, experiencing closeness with our Lord and our Savior. Don't just do it as a habit. Brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians 10 and 16 tells us, is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Our relationship with Christ is what brings us closer to Him. Amen. The act of communion is a declaration of dependency. If we look in the Gospel of John, specifically the 6th chapter, we are presented, amen, a teaching by Jesus that parallels the communion table and acknowledges an utterance dependence in partaking of the Lord's table. Jesus had just fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 little fish. And now at another location, people are clamoring for another miracle to happen. Jesus sees this and he calls them on it in John 6, verse 26. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understand, amen, the miraculous signs. Jesus then goes on to challenge the crowd on the issue of discipleship and true communion with him with a very vivid analogy. In John 6 and 53, Jesus says to them, "Verily, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." To most of the crowd and to some of us today, this sounds like one of those things that nobody wants to do. Eat the flesh? Amen. But Jesus was not concerned with the ever-thinning crowd. He wanted to find and address those who would seek to truly understand and enjoy a relationship with him. The remaining disciples questioned his words. Did he really just say and listen to Jesus respond? Jesus said in John 6 and 63, the spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The word I spoke to you, they are full of spirit and life. The disciples did not fully comprehend yet, because Jesus would later partake of the Lord's of the Last Supper with them and give a physical representation of what it meant to drink of his blood and to eat of his flesh. Jesus is saying, look beyond the physical. The flesh means nothing. You must feed that which is eternal, not what is temporary. Jesus is also telling them, you must do, amen, this practice to continue to receive spiritual nourishment and not physical. Amen. Jack Hayford writes in his book, The Spirit Form Life. He says, a person who is seriously anemic may need periodic blood transfusion to regain strength and health. Similarly, by partaking of the Lord's table, we receive a transfusion of his power through the pure dynamic of the blood of Jesus Christ. Power to conquer sin in any way it seeks to, amen, to dominate your life. We need, brothers and sisters, to practice the spiritual discipline as much as many others. It more important than something we do in service. If done with the right heart, it is life given for the soul. For example, brothers and sisters, it lets us know that our hearts and our minds must be right before we can partake in this Lord's Supper, because this is showing your spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why he tells us in his word, he says, it is a time for examination. 1 Corinthians 11:27 to 31, he says, so then, whosoever eateth the bread or drinketh the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the Lord, the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. And verse 30 says, that is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. And so it is a test of our faith, brothers and sisters, that when we come together to partake in the Lord's Supper, that we first of all prepare our hearts and minds to partake of this supper. We must not come any old kind of way. You can't have hatred in your heart. You can't have jealousy in your heart. You can't have gossip in your heart. You've got to be pure, amen, in order that you receive this bread and this fruit of the vine so that the Spirit of God can give you power through Christ Jesus. It is a test. It is a test of your heart. This passage calls us to examine ourselves. And the Greek translation of this is a verb that is descriptive of running a test. In simple terms, this passage states that we are to test our hearts toward the Lord one another when we come to the Lord's table. Don't look at me. You need to look at yourself. Examine yourself. What our attitude is all about. Are there quarrels between you and those within the church? Has the sin in your heart separated you from the Lord? Are you approaching communion as another ritual or just a mere routine? When we come together to the Lord's table, we need to come ready to test ourselves against our Lord and confess our shortcoming. Remember, we are commemorating what Jesus has done to set us free from these things. What better time do we make your heart right? In 1 Corinthians 11:32, he says, yet when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned along with the world. Discipline means to train. There are those who would say that Paul is addressing those who have sinned and partaking in an unworthy manner, and we should be sinless when we come to the Lord's table. I heard an analogy saying you cannot come to the Lord's table because you sin. Amen. Because your sin is like saying a starving man. Brothers and sisters, you can't eat any food until you get over your malnutrition. In Matthew 11:28, he says, come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We are called to his table to receive forgiveness for our failures, for our nourishment, and the power for living. I come by to let you know this morning, the unworthy participation is addressing those who had made the celebration of something else, routine, amen, and a ritual. Therefore, they were suffering for it. In remembrance of me, shall hold more weight than when we approach the Lord's table. When we understand, brothers and sisters, that this is not something just we just do on the first Sunday, but we come together in remembrance of Jesus Christ. We come together, amen, to celebrate his death, amen, on the cross, his blood that was shed for our sins. So therefore, when we come, it ought to be a time of expectation. It ought to be a time of commitment. It ought to be a time of dedication, because we recognize the fact that he brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As I get ready to close now, it's a time of proclamation and celebration. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. As you partake of the elements of the supper of our Lord, you proclaim to your own heart and to others your faith in the fact that Christ Jesus gave himself on the cross for our sins." He demonstrated the divine opposition to sin and a divine determination to redeem our souls. He demonstrated love to God. I don't know about you, but for me, that calls for celebration. When you come to the Lord's table, you need to remember. You need to commune. You need to examine yourself, test your heart. You need to celebrate. This is a time to celebrate, amen, as we honor Black History Month. What better way is to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who have gave us life and gave it to us more abundantly, who has took our feet out of the mock and miry clay and placed it on a solid rock. What a time in our history to look back and see where he brought us from. Somebody can clap your hands today and say, "I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see, only by the blood of Jesus Christ." And so as we celebrate Black history, some may say, "Jesus was a white man." I don't care what color he was. All I know, he is the Savior of the world. Amen. And so we can celebrate, brothers and sisters, the history of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He done more for us than anybody else in the whole world could ever do for us. So let us celebrate what Jesus has done for us. God bless your hearts. Amen. We thank God this morning. Amen. To honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So let us take the Lord's table seriously, because it is a celebration of what Jesus has done for us. Amen. I know a man named Jesus, and he's walking right by my side. When I'm weak, he makes me stronger. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. You ought to help me celebrate. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Come on, help me. Hallelujah, yeah, do, yeah. Thank God for saving me. Can I say it one more time? I know a man named Jesus, and he's walking right by my side. When I'm weak, he makes me stronger. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. Come on, help me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. One more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As we get ready to offer Christ to you. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Come on, help me. It's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. You ought to be able to say that this morning. It's Jesus. Yeah. Yes, it is Jesus. The door is open today. If there's one that is lost and don't know the way, Christ desires to save your soul. All you have to do is surrender your life to him. Just tell him I'm a sinner that needs to be saved. And ask him to forgive you of your sins. If you're here, if you're listening, wherever you might be, just surrender your heart to him now. And say, Lord, I come to you. A sinner that needs to be saved. I'm lost. I don't know the way. Please forgive me of my sin. I confess that I've done wrong and realize it is only by your blood that I can be saved today. And so here I am, Lord. Take me and own me as your child. Stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into Bible believing church where you can mature and grow in the word of God. As we get ready for our altar call, and ask that Deacon Davis, if he will, lead us in prayer. And as he's making preparations, you might have someone that you want to present to Jesus. All you simply have to do is act on faith. Stretch forth your hands and say, Lord, here they are. I don't know who it might be. Might be a family member, might be a friend, it might even be an enemy. But you ought to just say, Lord, handle the situation. Casting all your cares upon him because he careth for you. Let's lift them in prayer today as Deacon Davis leads us in our prayer.
Father.
Father.
I stretch my hand to thee.
Yes.
No other help I know. For thou will draw thy hands from thee.
Well.
Whither shall I go? Mm-hmm. Father, here we come just a few once again.
Here we are.
Calling on your name.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you've been mighty good to us.
Yes.
Father, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
And if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't say thank you enough.
My Lord, my Lord.
Father, we know if you do nothing else for us, Father, we can truly say you've done enough.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Father, we ask you to come right now and sup with us right now.
Please, Lord.
Be with us right now, for if we ever needed you before, Father, we need you right now.
We need you now, Lord.
Father, some need you for one thing and some needs for another.
Oh, my Lord.
But, Father, we know you are a Father that never lost a case.
My Lord, my Lord.
Now, Father, we ask you to come in right now and clean us up, Father God.
Please, sir.
Stir up the gift in us, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know we've been down, and we know the situation is bleak right now.
Touch, Lord.
But, Father, we know there's nothing new under the sun that you haven't seen.
My Lord, my Lord.
Father, we thank you for the good days.
And thank you.
Father, we thank you for the bad days.
Yes.
But through it all, Father God, we know you a way maker.
Yes.
Father God, you've been with us when Dad's friends have turned their backs on us. Father, you've been with us when we didn't have a job.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, you've been with us when we didn't have a place to work. Father.
Yes.
But through it all, Father God, you've been a way maker.
Mm-hmm.
For Father, in your word, you said you never see the righteous forsaken.
Yeah.
Nor his seed begged bread.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we said thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, right now, there's been some tough days here in New Hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Father, we had some soldiers went on home.
Uh-huh.
But Father, we thank you for the legacy that they've left.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for how they toiled and Father, they
yes.
made a way, Father God. Mm-hmm. Laid the groundwork, Father. We
yes.
said thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We thank you for those that have looked out for those that have come behind them.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Father God, we ask you to bless New Hope in a mighty way.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, bless us that we might be what you would have us to be on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we ask you to bless the seniors right now.
Please, Lord.
Continue to build a fence around them.
Do, Lord. Do
Let
Lord.
No hurt, harm, or danger come before us.
Yes, yes.
Father God, we ask you to continue to bless our pastor
bless
in
Lord.
A mighty way.
Yes.
Father God, be with him
uh-huh.
as he go up and down the dangerous highways. Protect him, Father,
yes.
as he go in and out these places.
Please, sir.
Father God, be with him and stand by him.
Please, Lord.
Now, Father God, we ask you to bless every family member, everyone here at New Hope.
Please, Lord.
Father God, continue to be a fence around us. Build us up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we thank you.
Thank you.
And Father God, I ask that you would have me to be what you would want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen me, Father God, that I might speak when you would have me to speak.
Yes, Lord.
And be silent when you have me to be silent.
Yes, yes.
Father God, I thank you for all that you're doing and continue to do.
Thank you, Lord.
This we ask in thy name's name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. Always feel better when you have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Amen. As we get ready to go home, we ask that you would please be safe. Amen. Wear your mask. Amen. Because that virus is still out there. Amen. God bless you. We pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Amen. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, I knew it was the blood for me. You ought to look at your neighbor and tell him, I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, I knew it was the blood for me. Praise God. The word says that they sang the hymn and they went out to Mount of Olives. As we go, let us go with a song in our hearts. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Be safe. We love you.